This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. Alaska's largest Alaska Native organization is calling for President Donald Trump to resign. As KOTZ's Wesley Early reports, the action comes in response to the president's handling of last week's attack on the Capitol.
Alaska Federation of Natives President Julie Kitka says she was horrified by January 6th's deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters. AFN joined Alaska's congressional delegation in condemning the actions.
It really, truly was a riot, and we felt that we needed to come out and condemn it and call it for what it is the full weight of the law needs to go on all those perpetrators and the people that planned this on that, because it was wrong.
Five people were killed, including one Capitol Police officer, after a group left a Trump rally and forced its way into the Capitol building. AFN co-chair Anna Hoffman said one of the things most striking in the attack was police treatment of the rioters, most of whom were white. She says the police officers' restraint was in stark contrast to treatment of Black and Native protesters in D.C. last year.
I think the rest of the country was able to see the real disparity between how law enforcement and others respond to people of color versus the group that we saw at the Capitol. So that is the reality that Alaska's Native people, brown and Black people, experience every day.
Hoffman says last week's events show police are capable of de-escalating violent crowds without using force.
Acknowledging the difference in responses is another place for law enforcement to start.
AFN's leadership applauded Senator Lisa Murkowski's statement that the president should go. Last week, Alaska's senior senator blamed President Trump for encouraging supporters to march on the Capitol where Congress was certifying the results of the 2020 election, which he lost. Kitka says Murkowski showed leadership in bucking with her party to oppose the president.
Knowing that she was pretty lone out there doing that, we just felt that we needed to show public support behind what she is trying to say, what she is pushing for. She's a very responsible leader. And she's not radical. She is common sense and solid person on that.
The House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump for the second time in just over a year. Alaska's Congressman Don Young voted against impeachment. The articles of impeachment will be sent to the U.S. Senate for trial. Kitka says AFN's leadership plans to contact Senator Dan Sullivan ahead of any vote by senators. This isn't the first time AFN has condemned President Trump. They objected to his use of the name Pocahontas as a slur during remarks at a ceremony honoring the Navajo code talkers of World War II. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Wesley Early.
Up next in local culture. It was a cold Thursday morning in Bethel when a couple decided to finally tie the knot after 12 years together. KYUK's Gabby Salgado reports on what it took to organize their sled dog wedding.
The bride and groom first met in Lebanon, Ohio, back in 2008.
And after talking for about a month, had a first date at the Waffle House in Lebanon, Ohio. Met for coffee. I think we end up having a pancake, too. Something.
Might.
So, first impressions, I thought he was way too preppy for me.
That was Aaron Newkirk.
Well, I liked her. I didn't realize that I was coming off as preppy. Mm-hmm. I was on my best behavior.
That was Larry Toby Tobias. In December of 2020, Toby popped the question. This, however, was not the first time Toby had proposed to Aaron.
I gave her a diamond back around 2012. And Aaron has never been married. And I've been married more than once. And that scared her. And it'd probably scare me, too.
He left out part of the story, obviously, because he's a guy, you know. But between my two parents, there have been 8 marriages, so I've had plenty of experience with marriage and divorce myself, and I've had a pretty pessimistic view of what people say versus what they do.
Back in April, Aaron was working as a nurse practitioner in Ohio. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Aaron lost her job. Her job search brought her up to Alaska and eventually to Bethel. but the distance was putting a strain on their relationship.
Once he got by himself, it all hit home. It's one thing to be, you know, stuck at home with somebody. It's one another thing to be stuck at home alone.
It was a big wake-up call for me, how much she really meant to me and how little I showed her how much she meant to me. We've had several heart-to-hearts via Zoom or Google Meet. You know, I finally asked her to marry me again. She said yes.
With Aaron in Alaska and Toby in Ohio, and the pandemic causing lockdowns and travel quarantines, wedding planning took a different spin.
You know, you can't get in the courthouse. They're not doing any weddings at the courthouse. It definitely impacted his decision, but also made him a little creative.
Toby wanted to make his marriage memorable. And what is more memorable than getting married on a dog sled?
It's unique to Alaska, you know, the Iditarod and the other dog sled races. I just threw it out there to see what she'd say. And she says, yeah, well, okay. If you think
you can pull that off, go for it.
Toby reached out to KYUK News Director Anna Rose MacArthur, who connected him to Kuskokwim 300 race manager Paul Basil.
He was kind of, well, I don't know whether anybody really want to do that, but I'll send your name out to a couple of people, and luckily Victoria Hardwick was one of them.
On the morning of Christmas Eve, together with three guests, a pastor, Victoria, and her handler, and 12 dogs, Aaron and Toby set out from Tundra Ridge. After a 10-mile run, they stopped at Dry Lake. While Victoria took her dogs for a lap around the lake, Pastor Tad Lindley performed
the
ceremony.
We're gathered here in the sight of God to join this man, Larry Tobias, and this woman, Aaron Newkirk, in holy matrimony.
Because of you, I smile, I laugh, and I dream of sharing the rest of my life with you.
I promise to make a home with you that is filled with humbleness and gentleness and kindness and patience, and I will bear with you in love forever.
With vows exchanged and dogs rearing to go, Aaron and Toby stepped back onto the sled and began their journey back into town. With the pandemic continuing to create stress and uncertainty, Aaron has this piece of advice to anyone thinking about marriage.
Since the beginning of time, you can either make it better or you can make it worse. You just have to make a choice to make every era that you live in better. So we have a chance to make our lives better and more peaceful and, you know, share a bond that is going to make this time that we're all going through a little better.
For KYUK, I'm Gabby Salgado.
Finally, in the daily COVID count, yesterday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 25 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. There were 7 in Bethel, 6 in Shafornik, 6 in Ammonek, 2 in Mountain Village, 1 in Tuksuk Bay, and 3 in an unnamed YK Delta village. There are 254 active cases in the region. Since last March, YKHC has announced 3,939 cases, 20 medevacs, 51 Bethel hospitalizations, and 19 deaths. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips or comments to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up next.